In 2003, Peter Haynes wanted to do something special for golfers in Sault Ste. Marie. He had a vision of overseeing a privately run golf league with players of all ages and skill levels competing in zero pressure, enjoyable weekly outings. 1 year later, the Hack and Slash Golf League was born. "I'm not a great golfer, that's where the hacking comes from," Haynes laughed. "The slashing comes from me being a hockey referee. I was really good at calling slashing penalties, so naturally when I wanted to name my golf league, that seemed like a good fit." In the 20 years since, the men's league has grown to 4 divisions that boasts 33 teams and 132 players. These golfers spend their late Thursday afternoons on the links at the Sault Golf Club hacking, slashing, and laughing throughout the warmer months, which was evident during their milestone scramble in the East End on Saturday. "It's hard to believe we've been here this long," Haynes told Sue today. "The members don't want to miss because it's just so much fun. That's a winning formula. It's worked for 20 years. Through membership fees and a laundry list of sponsorships, players get to enjoy a mid-season and year-end banquet in addition to having the chance at winning thousands of dollars worth of prizes over the course of a season. While those incentives are important to the league's success, Haynes noted it's the camaraderie and low intensity of hack and slash that keeps its players coming back year after year. "They know that it's a fun league," he said. "They get to play with their team every week. Those are buddies who may not see each other all week, but now they know they're looking forward to Thursday. I think it's also the fact that everything is done for them," he added. "They come in, they check in, we know exactly where their cart is. They don't have to do anything but get in their cart and put their bag there." Now in his early 60s, Haynes is already looking ahead at eventually passing the torch on to someone else. The founder said perhaps around the 30th anniversary he would retire from his position. "This is my legacy," Haynes said. "Hopefully someone will eventually pick up the reins. There are lots of younger guys here, so it'll live on. It makes me so happy when I see everybody talking, having a beer, and enjoying themselves. It's really special." Saturday's special scramble and banquet was held in honor of Doug Godfrey, a former hack and slash executive who passed away in 2022. The Doug Godfrey Good Guy Award is handed out annually to a player who best exemplifies his kindness, generosity, and thoughtfulness.